This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I want to talk about a lady who sleeps with a python. Yeah. Did I get your attention? Well, hopefully I did, because, yes, there's a lady that sleeps with a python. And let this remind me of this lady who sleeps with a python. This is her pet python. Yeah, that's what the Obamas and the Clintons represent to the Democrats. They're the pet python. See, the Democrats went out and they bought themselves this pet python years ago. And they fed the snake rodents and the reptile he grew. And such as the Clintons and the Obamas. In stature, both of these families have grown. From humble beginnings, they've grown. And neither in any way prepared to be president. But back to the snake analogy. So the Democrats fed the snake and the feedings continued. And I'm talking about for years, they take the little rodents, and the rodents would get bigger and bigger. First, they had little mice. First, it was little bitty mice that weren't born. They just, you know, I don't know if you've ever fed snakes, but this is the little bitty ones, no fight. Then they got up to the mice that were alive, because they're bigger. And I don't know if you've ever fed them, but I've watched a friend of mine, and he kind of, pink, you know, knocks the mouse out and gives them to him. Then sometimes they give them to him frozen. Not completely frozen, but thawed. They'll freeze them and thaw them out. The snakes would rather have them when they're warm, though, because then they can kind of lick the tongue out and find them. So they find, you know, they feed these snakes, and then it gets bigger and bigger. They go from mice to rats, from rats to rabbits. So the animals get bigger as the snake gets bigger. So the snake grows more and more powerful. It's allowed to sleep with the Democrat at night, because the Democrat's going, hey, as long as I feed the snake, the snake's good to go. So it feeds it bigger and bigger animals. But then one day, this snake that's sleeping with this Democrat quits eating. It's 15 foot. Snake weighs a couple hundred pounds. It's slithered up around its warm-bodied Democrat. And the Democrat brings in a rabbit, and the snake goes, nah, just not hungry. I don't want anything. And this goes on for a couple days. Then it goes on for a week. Couple weeks. The Democrat gets nervous and goes, whoa, what's going on with my snake? And finally, says, I better take my snake in and have it looked at. It's quit eating. And so the lady, the Democrat, takes her snake in to the vet. And the vet says, well, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. He says, the good news is your snake's not sick. He says, but the bad news, and probably more shocking to you, is your snake quit eating because it was preparing to eat a very large meal. You. That's a true story, by the way. Lady had a pet python, had it for a long time, fed it, snake quit eating. Snake got to be big. Every night she's cuddled up with this snake around her neck, around her back. And the snake stops eating. See, because snakes go, you can give me little bitty things and I got to eat all the time. Or I can just have a big meal and not have to eat for a while. And the snake was preparing to eat her. The Democrat Party raised the python that slept with it. And the snake quit eating for a while. And decided, you know what, Democrats? I'm going to make a meal out of you. And that's exactly what we're witnessing today, folks. We're witnessing the Democrats watching their snake turn on them. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, all the way down the food chain, you are about to watch the Democrats implode. Now, look, we've gone through this before. We've talked about this in the context of, when's Obama going to be held accountable for the VA, or for Fast and Furious, or for Benghazi, and Hillary Clinton with Benghazi, and Susan Rice with Benghazi, and we're whining and whining and whining. And you know what the smart conservatives have been doing? We've been going, hey, man, truth will get out. It's just a matter of time. No, I get people to this day, Kevin, nothing's going to happen to the Clintons. Watch. Watch what happens to the Clintons. The Clintons are in big trouble. Barack Obama is in big trouble. James Comey is in big trouble. And when it's all said and done, I don't know if Mueller's going to end up in trouble, because I don't know what he did with this Russia deal, but he's going to end up in there's going to be some issues for him. And then you're going to start looking at others in the Obama administration. Then you're going to start looking at the people who helped him to cover it up. You're going to look at the Debbie Wasserman Schultzes. You're going to look at all of the DNC staffers. You're going to look at all of Obama's cabinet. You're going to look at the entire State Department. Jennifer Palmieri, Marie Scharf, and many others. Then you're going to start looking at Congress. This is not some small thing. This snake has been preparing for a meal. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And the Democrats aren't going to be able to do anything about it. There is no vet for them. No warning sound is going to go off. That snake's going to wake up one day, choke them out, and start to swallow. And that day comes quickly. I told you guys before, when they started dropping these emails and all these other things, do you think the Democrats were concerned? And of course they were. They went into crazy triage mode. Double down on the Russia discussion, anything for subterfuge. And they tried it, and it didn't work because Trump got elected. And as I've said, that completely threw a wrinkle in everything. Donald Trump becoming president, do you understand how important that was now? Where would we be? Would we be looking? Where would the Russian investigation be going if Hillary Clinton could maneuver it and would have Loretta Lynch and people like her continuing to promote the lie, and the media also willing to do it as well? We got a lot to talk about. I mean, I thought today I'd be talking about NFL, World Series, you know, a host of other things, because there's a lot. I mean, but, and we can. I mean, if my producers decide that's the route we want to go, but, you know, the point is, we have so much to talk about with respect to the leftist scandals and the cover-up. I find this intriguing. I don't know if you guys do. I love this. I love watching how they're going to try to get out of it. And there is no way out here. Back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. We've got some great news. Kevin Sorbo's new film, Let There Be Light, was released over the weekend. Kevin's a friend of mine. Played Hercules, I get it. But Kevin's an amazing guy. He really is, and had the pleasure of spending a lot of time with him on a fishing trip. He's working with us on Bleeding Blue, which is our film that will be coming out soon, bleedingbluemovie.com. Kevin produces films now that he believes give people inspiration and God. And I got to tell you, I'm a lifelong fan of Hercules and my friend Kevin Sorbo. And his film, Let There Be Light, opened over the weekend. We flocked to it in droves. You've got to see the film. And it did great. Great opening for a small independent film. Film was produced for less than $4 million. Sean Hannity funded this film, handed Kevin a check for $4 million and says, go make it happen. And he did it. And he and his wife, Sam, have been hitting the rounds, making the circuits on the film. And they've got people, you know, been doing an amazing publicity job on it, and they're saying that it'll now, I think it debuted in 350 theaters, and now they think it's going to get wider expansion. It was sold out. Practically any theater you went to, that film was sold out. Love it. We hope the same thing happens for Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com. But it's not good news for Hollywood. We've been talking about the NFL and their ratings. We've been talking about the DNC, and they can't raise any money. And guess what? Hollywood is suffering. Hard to believe that they're suffering. Given all the great news that's been coming out of Hollywood, right? You know why the people in Hollywood haven't outed more people on this Weinstein stuff? Because they know what would happen. If you knew every producer and director who was out there doing the casting couch, you know, tango, you know, I just say mango, the casting couch tango, you would be appalled. But more importantly than that, because we haven't been going to the films as much, more importantly than that, the left would be so mad that they would stop. The reason why you're not seeing people come out and go, "It was that other director, Spielberg, he did, and so did George Lucas. He wouldn't let me play a Wookiee unless I gave it up." They're not going to tell on each other because they know it would crater the industry. And you know what these people that make millions of dollars to play fake people on TV would do in movies? They would have no jobs. They would have to go get regular jobs. And you'd watch the salaries drop. That's what I'm secretly hoping in the NFL, is that suddenly these contracts, the NFL goes to these marquee players and say, "Nope, you're not getting that kind of a contract anymore." The way we can impact both of these industries, by the way. It's all entertainment, so you can call it what you want. But we can impact the entertainment industry by not going. And that's what you're doing. They said that George Clooney and Matt Damon's movie was a bust, a bomb. Here are some of the reviews. Oh my gosh, here's what they said. Suburbicon is not shaping up to be the hit director George Clooney was hoping for. Critics are slamming the mystery thriller, which focuses on an idyllic suburban community rattled by a mafiesque invasion. Even the award-winning actors Matt Damon and Julianne Moore weren't enough to earn the film rated R for violence, language, and some sexuality. Praise from the critics. Here are a few. So The Atlantic. About 30 minutes into the movie, a depressing thought dawned on me. These storylines are never going to intersect, and indeed they don't. The result is a film that is both mundanely and inimitably bad. I would have said, about 30 minutes into the movie, it dawned on me. I can never get these 30 minutes back. Here's Newsday. A misguided mix of nasty comedy and civil rights drama. A racially charged drama, complete with flaming Confederate flags, should not be squeezed into the next farcical film war with bloody slapstick and zany camera work. It just goes to show you. You can't let these guys, it's like kids, it's like letting five-year-olds, babysit each other and you're going to run to the mall. That's exactly what filmmaking has become these days. That was Newsday, folks. Here's Rolling Stone. This scattershot satire of the dark underbellies of the 1950s suburbia feels more like the movie the Coen brothers forgot to make. But the star staying behind the camera here lacks the instinct to go for the jugular the way the material demands. That was Rolling Stone. I could give you more, but I want to get to the numbers, because this is what matters. Now, keep in mind, folks, Hollywood loves itself. They love certain people. So you would hope that Clooney would, that the critics would just say, "Let's just leave him alone. You know, he's all right. Let's get people to go. They've got an investment here." Instead, apparently, people went to see Jigsaw, dominating the domestic box office on the pre-Halloween weekend with about $20 million, which isn't huge, by the way. Matt Damon's Suburbicon and Miles Teller's Thank You for Your Service are bombing. Jigsaw, the eighth installment of Lionsgate's Saw franchise, is performing in line with expectations, which range from 18 to 22 million. Get this, 2,941 locations this weekend. Contrast that with Kevin Sorbo, whose film opened at 350 theaters, standing room only. My friends were calling me, Kev, standing room only. We have to wait in line to get into Kevin's film. And here's what these guys, 2,900, almost 3,000 film locations for Jigsaw to generate $20 million. And the Clooney film, 2,300, almost 2,400 locations. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not true. It was a Madea Halloween, was at 2,300 locations. And Suburbicon was at 1,600 locations. Earned $180,000 at 1,614 locations, and it earned less than $1 million overall. That was on Thursday night when it opened, pre-open as they call it, and in $1 million total, it's earned $1 million. Now, this premiered, this film Suburbicon was at the Venice Film Festival, and Paramount acquired the U.S. distribution rights for $10 million and financed the film with a group called Black Bear Financing. It earned a 28% share on Rotten Tomatoes. That means it's a very, very bad film. And it had a $25 million budget. Now, that's why I keep coming back to Kevin's film, Kevin Sorbo, Let There Be Light. $4 million this film to make it, to promote it, etc. Standing room only. And Hollywood thinks it's winning, folks. If anybody out there were to run a conservative entertainment group, I think we could rock it. I really do, and I hope I'm part of it one of these days. Kevin, congratulations. Let There Be Light, folks. Go see this film.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Jackson Radio Show.
I understand they paid a tremendous amount of money.
He just now refers to it as the fake dossier, which is why I wanted to make the point that some of it has been corroborated.
Right.
But far from all of it. Do you think more or most of it is true, or would we know that by now?
Well, I don't know that. I did want to comment on the pedigree of the financing, the audit trail there. When we did our Intelligence Committee assessment, we were aware that there had been research done and that some Republican candidates, as a matter of fact, had contracted through, I think, Fusion GPS to obtain what later became what's known as the dossier.
So Clinton paid for part of it, but it had been started
and was
paid for by
off,
Republicans.
That
okay.
work was, as I understand it, was handed off later to the DNC or the Clinton campaign. So I think this is something that bears an audit trail by experts in finances that can track the auditing for this and to see who is ultimately responsible for it. I think with respect to the dossier itself, the key thing is it doesn't matter who paid for it. It's what the dossier said and the extent to which it was it's corroborated or not. We had some concerns about it from the standpoint of its sourcing, which we couldn't corroborate.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, some of the substantive content, not all of it, but some of the substantive content of the dossier, we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment, which from other sources in which we had a very high confidence.
So when the president just refers to it as fake dossier, that is false.
I don't think that's the accurate characterization for the entirety of the dossier. And I think that what has not been corroborated has yet to be determined.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Clapper, James Clapper, intelligence guy from way back. And he says Republicans started this, and then the Democrats got it from the Republicans and, you know, took it. And he says, I'd like to see the audit trail of how that all came to be. Fine. I'd love to look at it. I bet you President Trump would say, let's look at it. Let's have it. Notice everything we have to get, we got to get through freedom of information. They don't want to give it. And he says, it doesn't matter who paid for it. He says, it's just opposition research. Well, what does matter is the information. So here's what he says. We couldn't corroborate everything, but we did corroborate some. So here's what I would say. I love watching the Democrats squirm. See, they'll do anything to stop the bloodletting except to tell the truth. That's all they got. If the Democrats were to stop and go, look, okay, look, we're just going to quit. We really felt like there would be a connection between Trump and the Russians. We know we have one. We didn't, you know, and if, I don't care how they want to spin the deal between Uranium One or whatever, but at least stop and say, we knew that we had ties to Russia, but we felt like ours were legit. You know, whatever. I don't care. It's funny. When Manafort was being touted out there, you know, like used as bait, now that I look back on it, I'm looking at it and going, Manafort was going, guys, I worked for you at the time. How are you doing this? And then when he found out he was going to be the one held out to dry, I think that's when things started to happen. I mean, it was a tortured attempt to explain away the fake dossier that led to the fake investigation of Donald Trump and his campaign. That's what Clapper's commentary was. Burnett says, he just now refers to it as the fake dossier, which is why I want to make the point some has been corroborated. Do you think some or most is true? And Clapper says, I don't know that. But he wanted to talk about the financing. But he goes on to say that he doesn't believe that. She says when the president refers to it as a fake dossier, that's, you know, raises issues, right? And he says, I don't think it's an accurate characterization for the entirety of the dossier. For the entirety of the dossier. So the dossier, just so we're clear, has fake information and it has real information. That's what Clapper wants to be clear. That's what Burnett on CNN wants clear, that there's some real information in this dossier. It's not fake, completely fake. It's like saying America is racist, right, Kevin? No. Well, Kevin, surely you can admit there's some racism in America, right? That's what she wants. That's what she wants a little bit. Just give me something to tell me that this dossier is not fake. It could be real, right? So if the dossier spelled Donald Trump's name correctly, then there is some reality to the document. Is there not? Yeah, I think you know where I'm going here, right? CNN said this. This was Tapper and some other people. The long probe into Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election took another turn this week when it was revealed that Hillary Clinton's campaign helped fund the creation of the controversial Trump dossier. They funded the creation. Other Republicans were looking for research. Clinton took it over and says, no, let's fund the creation of a dossier, a fake dossier. So, like with so much else attached or adjacent to the Russia investigation, they write, from President Donald Trump's campaign and its associates to Clinton and hers, separating the noise from the news can be an exhausting endeavor. This latest round of new details poses all the usual complications. So what happened and what matters? Partisans, especially Clinton and Trump loyalists, would give you two very different answers. But it boils down to the question of priorities. None of the major facts revealed this week are being disputed. The fight is over what's relevant to the bigger picture and whether anything has materially changed. So the woman, there was a video that was played and she admitted that the information was not corroborated and that it never would be. But what was more revealing to me was this part of the article. It said, so again, the new thing here is not that the Democrats paid Fusion GPS and so helped, wittingly or unwittingly, to bankroll Steele's work. He's the guy, the British guy of MI6, who was working with the Russians. But that it was specifically Clinton's campaign and the DNC. Now they write in brackets, your eye-rolling friend would, right about now, pop up to ask, well, who else would it have been? It's a fair question. Note, opposition research, as dirty and secretive as it can be, is an everyday part of U.S. elections. Now that's the end of the article, the piece that I found interesting and what I want to discuss. So when I got to that point, I said to myself, okay, well, if it's no big deal that they were just gathering opposition research,
Why did the Clinton team and the DNC not share this information earlier? Good question, right? The Clinton campaign and the DNC could have simply told reporters they'd entered into a deal with Fusion GPS months ago. It would have cut off any speculation that was out there and effectively forestalled this new drama, but they didn't say a word. And the result is the fact that the Clinton campaign funded this research could very well take the wind out of the sails of those outraged by Trump's emissaries potentially working with a foreign power. That's what CNN wrote. Now, let me tell you, it doesn't potentially take the air out of the sails. It takes the air out of the sails. There was no Trump working with a foreign power. The only people working with a foreign power was Hillary Clinton. But there are a lot of good questions that can be asked, folks. The best question might be how the media refused to investigate the scandal that was right under their noses. And now we get to a litany of excuses. Some people on the left are arguing that giving the country the Democrats deem our arch enemy 20% control of our uranium is a good thing. Hillary Clinton herself dismissed the discussion of the deal as a witch hunt. So we've got two excuses. One, it's a witch hunt. Now, I'm not going to go back and connect all the dots for you. But this guy that went on Tucker Carlson and actually, hey, well, you know, quite honestly, it could be a good thing. Explain to me how that could be a good thing. I'm talking about in the context of how the left have constantly droned on and reminded us of just how bad these Russians are, how bad Putin is, how connected Donald Trump is to Putin, and they've gone on the witch hunt. Explain to me how you can now say that Putin's a good guy. See, the Democrats tell you what they're up to. I've told you guys this. They do it in your face. Dinesh D'Souza, a friend of mine, tweeted something along the lines of, you know, it's funny how the Democrats are doing everything with the Russians that they claim Donald Trump was. And I'm saying, how long have I been telling you guys this? My job is easy. I'm making it easy for you. It's very simple. Ask yourself with Trump, what would they say if Obama did it? Right? Ask yourself of a Democrat. It's a very simple thing to flip the script and just say, hey, whatever they tell you that they've done, you can be guaranteed that the Democrats are doing. And then watch it happen. Watch it turn out. Folks, that's the secret to the success of Kevin Jackson. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. You guys keep it here. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We've been profiling these leftists. And by the way, the happiest guy in the world right now is Harvey Weinstein. And the reason is obvious. Hillary Clinton has finally completely taken him out of the limelight. This is a guy that for, what, a better part of a week, he's been just getting beat down. And it isn't over for Harvey, by the way. And I still am waiting. I know it's been another week since the Harvey thing get dropped out of the news cycle. But I want to know, when are we going to have somebody else? Everybody's talking about this pedophile that produces kids shows and pointing a finger at him. Okay, great. If he's one of the guys, then let's out him. But I want to out all these other people. We still haven't done anything to clean up Hollywood. Everybody talks about it, but nothing's happened. But Harvey's the happiest man in the world right now because he was a week in rehab, got out, supposedly went back in for a month. And let me tell you what rehab means for Harvey Weinstein for a month. It means media silence. No tweeting, no begging celebrities to talk to his board to get him reinstated, no talking to his brother, his family, people like that. Complete media silence in hopes that all of this can go away and he can resume his life in a normal mode. And good luck with that. In the old days, he may have gotten away with it. He's not going to get away with it now because we're going to remember this for quite some time. Why? Because it's intermingled with the politics of leftism, Democrats, progressives. They like us to forget it. They want us to forget the type of people that Hollywood and every other leftist industry creates. We talked about George Clooney's wife. And she said, oh, we've got these lawyers that help us with our human rights thing, and they're just a bunch of lecherous people. Really? I'm shocked. The wackademia, all the wackademics. I was molested, and people tried to chase me around my desk. Elizabeth Warren and Pete. You know, all these. Every industry that leftists own, you will find the worst form of mankind, particularly mankind. And for the record, the worst females, the worst women on the earth, on the face of the earth. I don't care where they live, where they exist, nationality, creed, race, religion, sex. Well, women, finger quotes. They're the worst people, the worst women on earth are leftist, progressive, Democrat, call them whatever you want. They're swamp rats. They can get mad. The best women on earth, conservative women. Not even a contest. You can't even, don't even go there. Okay? Because then you get me mad. Best representative of man on earth? Conservative men. By the way, both flawed. Both flawed. Unworthy of the grace of God. But working towards it. Got a lady, she wrote to me. She says, Kevin, I love your show. She says, you know, one of the things I really like about it, you talk about Christianity, but you remind people that we're flawed, that we're not perfect. And I go, good. If that's what you get out of it, that's good. Because let me tell you something. I'm a failed, flawed Christian. But God knows I absolutely follow him. In all my failures. And my failures bring me closer to him. I used to not think that way. I used to think, as I failed God, I had to distance myself. God, this is terrible. I'm a horrible person. And he's going, no. You're not. That mistake you made should draw you to me because you understand all the aspects of it. And it's a fact that it does that to me. It's a shame it's taken so long. God's going, dude. Oh, man. The Lord works on you in mysterious ways. And that's a good thing. And that's why I tell people I never get involved with people's walk with God. You know, you can fail. And as long as it is, I mean, quite frankly, God will forgive you for anything. I just don't forgive people for things like pedophilia and stuff like that. It's just not going to happen. Sorry. I'm not perfect. But then again, I'm not God. But if you drink or, you know, you've had an affair, whatever. Look, I get it. That's part of the human condition. We're all frail in that respect. But think about what your mindset was when you made that mistake. You want it. You were like, oh, God, it's horrible. You feel bad. And you want to run away from that thing that can bring you salvation, make you feel like, you know what, I don't want that feeling again. I hate that feeling. And that's what God is telling you. No, get closer to me. Don't run away. But see, leftists run away. They rationalize. They'll give you 50 excuses. You know, and then they'll go to rehab and go, I'm all cured. They're not cured. They never. You cannot be a leftist and cure yourself. That's why I tell you, when the leftists tell me I'm a Christian, Democrats can be church going. Yeah, you can be. You know, the old saying, just because you find yourself in a garage, it doesn't make you a car. Just because you go to church, it doesn't make you a Christian. So the idea that these people are improving their lives in some way because they go to rehab or diversity training or what, don't believe them. Hollywood doesn't want to fix itself. If it did, you'd know of the five or six other producers, and we would be talking about that in conjunction with Uranium One, in conjunction with GPS. But let me tell you what's happening right now politically. Politically, we're learning, we're finding out that Hillary Clinton is the Harvey Weinstein of politics. She paid for the dossier. She wanted the, quote, opposition research on Trump, but it went beyond opposition research. It went from opposition research to trying to influence the election with bogus information. Hillary Clinton knows that's what happened. And so when that occurred, it had a whole new dynamic. Who was it that did a clip on that?
Well, there's considerable exposure. You know, the interesting thing about the original Russian collusion argument is that colluding with Russians is not a crime under the criminal code. There's no such crime. There's conspiracy. But the question is, conspiracy to do what? The case, I've been saying this, many people have been saying this, for actual crime is actually getting weaker by the day. There's really not much evidence to suggest an actual federal crime. You know, you compare it to this, there is a basis for a criminal charge if these allegations are proven. Now, you have the Uranium One deal, which is a pay-for-play allegation. That's a serious crime. The Clintons could very well show that there was no relationship between the $500,000 that went to Bill Clinton and what the Senate, what the State Department did. But that is a classic criminal allegation if it were to be proven. With regard to the Fusion GPS and the dossier, there are issues there, particularly if people lie to investigators, either congressional or federal. That's the type of crime that gets charged in D.C. It's not
so the very specific. I think what you're referring to is what apparently happened last month before the Senate committee investigating this, where John Podesta, the former chairman of Hillary's campaign, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, former head of the Democratic Party, were asked directly, did you pay for this? Did money from your coffers wind up at Fusion GPS? And both said no.
That's right. And one of the people in the most precarious position is this attorney, Mark Elias, who was the general counsel of the campaign. The New York Times reporters, two of them, have accused him of expressly saying there was no relationship at all with the Clinton campaign or the DNC and the dossier. He was also sitting next to John Podesta with congressional investigators when Podesta made the same denial.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. So I go back to what I said. Hillary Clinton is the Harvey Weinstein of the political movement right now, the leftist movement. We've now outed her. But the difference between what's going on in Hollywood and what's going on right now with the Clintons is we know who the other participants are. We know who the other lecherous leftists are. We know it's James Comey. We know it's Mueller. We know it's Loretta Lynch. We know it's Bill Clinton. We know it's Barack Obama and others, Podesta, his brother, many others, and they will see the light of day. Now, are they willingly giving this up? No, they're scrambling. I so would love to be able to tell you guys I've got undercover video of the opera, what's going on with the Democrats. I laughingly said earlier in the broadcast that these people are packing up bug-out bags and looking for places to change their identity. They are running, folks. You've got the Democrats on the run. When the hunters become the hunted, that's what I'd like to call this. Because that's exactly what's been going on. These folks have been hunting us. They find out some little peccadillo about you and they go, boom, here it is. He's not a Christian. Look at him. It reminds me of that toe tapper dude, you know, who didn't want to admit he was gay, Republican, and then he resigned. He should have just said he was gay. Look, I get it. It's embarrassing.
It doesn't go before God.
But if you're gay, man, just say it. Get over it. America, you know, look, we've forgiven a lot more.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.